We have a guest joining us in studio this morning. Beth Earlbeck, the Cass County Youth Coordinator with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, is in with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me in today.
Well, good. School year's started. It's an exciting time now again for folks in Extension. You had your little respite after county fair and state fair season, and now you move into kind of another part of the year.
Yep, we're ramping up to busy with different programs and different activities going on, so it gets very exciting. The time in between county fair and now was got a little bit slowed down because we were really busy before county fair and during county fair. So we're getting excited and getting busy again.
Is this recruiting time again?
Yep. The 4-H year started September 3rd. So now we really push hard between now and September 1st in November 1st to get 4-H'ers enrolled and get them excited about the new 4-H year.
What do you do special to recruit youngsters?
We do school programs like the one we're going to talk about today, and a lot of the clubs do different recruitment activities. So during National 4-H Week, they have window displays and activities, maybe club potlucks, things like that. This year, we're also doing a countywide 4-H fall event that will come in beginning of October.
Excellent. You need to have boosters so they can offer cars and money and stuff. Did I say that out loud?
Well, if there's an option there.
Who knows? Well, let's talk a little bit about a project that you have working on right now. You kind of alluded a little bit to it. We specifically sat down this morning to visit about another STEM project that you have coming up, an event that you're coordinating with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, and it's coming up real fast.
Yep, we have what we call the Y Science Club, and this year, we're starting it in September and going through November, and it's basically weekly sessions on Thursday afternoons that youth in grades 4 through 6 can come in and do different science activities. This year, we're focusing on food chemistry, so they'll be able to learn about the different foods they eat every day and test for glucose and starches and fats, proteins, things that we may not think of what's in our food as a 4 through 6 grader, but they'll be able to do those tests and kind of see what's in our food and what we're actually eating.
Where'd you come up with these ideas?
This is actually a STEM kit that we have, so it basically supplies all the items that we need and walks us through the process and gives the activities. So that helps a lot for, it's a sequential project, so we start from week one and then move all the way through.
What about the partnership with the YMCA? How is that beneficial?
The YMCA is a great partner for us to have. They help us recruit the youth involved in this. A lot of the Y kids that go to the Y are Y Science kids, as well as we have a partnership with their volunteers, and they help us with their volunteer and finding those, as well as recruiting them and keeping them involved.
You need a few extra hands when you have a bunch of kids around.
Definitely,
right?
Definitely.
How many kids can you handle for this program?
We can handle up to 30. So in the past, we've had around that 20 to 25 kids involved, which is a great number with the volunteers that we have.
I suppose there are materials involved, so you can only go so high.
Yes, yep, exactly. The kits that we have go up to 30, and if we had more youth that wanted to be involved, we could modify it and bring in more, but we usually try to stick around that 30 kids.
Now, youngsters who have participated in some of these STEM events in the past are not going to be disappointed by doing the same exercises again, right?
Definitely not. We've done Y Science for the last couple of years, and we've done ones on moving things and friction and gravity. We've done one on the environment and ecosystems, and this year we're changing it up even more and going with food science. So a lot of people have heard of Y Science and have participated in it. Those youth that have won't be disappointed because it's a new topic that we're discussing.
Are these take-home projects?
Some of them are. It's more of gaining that knowledge and being able to identify those things. Some of the items that we, or some of the activities that we do are take-home. This year, it may not be more take-home. It's more of that bring that knowledge home.
Mm-hmm. Do you try to get them all to kind of fit in a little bit? Are you trying to do some sort of a progression with the different types of STEM events so that you're not always working at the same thing? You know, you kind of, like you talked about, you did ecosystems and things like that before. Now you're working on kind of a food-based one. Are you working through a progression?
The individual sessions are progressions. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just different topic areas related to science, because some kids are interested in that moving and that that motion type of engineering and science, and some of them are related to that environmental science. And hopefully this year we'll bring in kids that are related into that food science and that food production.
Okay, bear with me here for a second. okay, here's your sales pitch. Okay, kids, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some chemical tests, and we're going to identify things like glucose and starches and fats and proteins. And all of a sudden, the room goes silent. I mean, how do you get kids excited about that? You know, it's more fun than that.
It's more on the more of that hands-on learning, okay, and that kind of doing those tests and seeing what happens, and that discovery of it. You're not really sure what's going to happen, so we're just going to try it and see what's there. So for the youth that are listening, it's more of that hands-on learning, and it's not out of a textbook type of thing. They get to experience new things as well as just try it out.
Well, if you do it in a way that's fun,
yes,
and keeps their attention, exactly, it doesn't seem like learning.
Exactly, yes. Last year with the ecosystems unit we did, it was really amazing to see the kids that were involved. They're just like, oh my gosh, that has changed so much over the past week. And my fish have grown, or my snails are still alive type of thing. So that was always exciting to see them be excited, because I wasn't sure how environmental science was really actually going to go with that age group. So it was really exciting and really neat to see.
Now that you've had a little pattern of having these over a period of time, are you seeing kids coming back a second, maybe now a third time?
Yes. Yep. We've had a lot of kids that come back and say, oh my gosh, I remember this from last year. But they also bring in their friends, which is great to see as well.
Yeah, best advertising,
yes,
right there.
Yes.
Yeah, when they talk about it so excitedly like that, other kids get excited about it too.
Yes.
And feel like they're missing out on something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cool part. And really with science, sometimes that's difficult.
Yeah. When you think of science, you may not think of the whole hands-on learning, because that's not really what I think of when I think of science. I think of sitting in a classroom and looking at a textbook and reading a textbook and taking notes. With our science and STEM-related activities, it's way more hands-on and way more experiential learning and kind of that discovery of, what's going to happen with this? Let's just try it and test it out.
Well, there are ways to get kids involved in things like this and make them understand the basic principles without having to get down and dirty into all the boring details.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
That's kind of where you want to be with this. Well, what do we need to do to get them registered? There's no fee for this, right?
Nope. It's a free event through Extension in the Nishna Valley YMCA. But we ask by September 16th to enroll, and that can be found on the Extension website at extension.iastate.edu/CAS, or just contact the Extension office and we can get you hooked up with that link. And then enrolling and showing up on September 18th. We're starting the sessions September 18th at 3:30. It'll be in the middle school science lab at the Atlantic Middle School.
So it'll be right after school project.
Yes. Yep.
Now, you've got some materials and things involved in this. You've got folks helping out to administer all this stuff, to have fun with it. How do you do it for free?
With the partnership between the Y and Extension, we figure that out and work that out.
Deal with it.
Yes, yes. Okay. We work through it.
Well, if there's a fee, then you run the risk of some folks not being able to let their kids participate just because. This way, anybody can participate.
Yes, that's the glorious thing about having it for free, is we bring in a lot of different people that may not be able to be interested in some of the science things they learn in school. So this kind of brings them in and kind of gets them interested in science, technology, engineering, and math.
Have you gotten feedback from any of the teachers about some of these projects that you do?
Actually, this year with the Atlantic school system, they've started a STEM class. So I believe it's 6th through 8th grade that they do different STEM activities, and they're using some of our curriculum this year. Not the ones we've used in Y Science, but some of the other curriculum we have to kind of bring in those hands-on activities. So that actually helps us, and it's exciting for us to see that is an interest and a need in the school system. So we're ahead of the game with that by having this program.
How often have you heard kids say stuff like that? How am I going to use that later on in life?
Yes.
And now you're kind of showing them some practical applications, that this is how you might actually use some of this knowledge in real life.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And I think that's the glorious thing about having hands-on learning, is they actually see that, oh, I've done this before, or oh, I've eaten this food, or I've seen that plant grow outside. So by building it in, or having it grow in my terrarium, and I can see the effects of that, I think that's the real world application that we focus on.
You get a full circle. It starts to make sense.
Exactly. Yep.
It's amazing when you get kids that all of a sudden something that they really didn't understand much before, and the light goes on.
Yes. Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's coming up on September the 18th. It's an after-school program, and they need to register by when?
September 16th.
And how do they do that?
They can visit the Extension website at www.extension, www.iastate.edu/CAS, and there's a link right there on our homepage for Why Science.
All right, easy enough. And if they have any questions,
contact the Extension Office, 243-1132.
Or check the website,
yes,
I suppose.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Beth Erlbeck, thanks for coming by. Good luck.
Thank you.